Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I was watching, this has been quite a few years ago, probably 10 years ago now, on a well-known news program, a interview type news program. And there was a well-known minister there who was being interviewed by the interviewer who did not claim to be a Christian. And I think a lot of this person, not saying anything negative about them, I think a whole lot of them. But one of the things that the interviewer said, and he was talking about some other people and how they lived and what they were doing, he said, well, now, you know, Jesus preached love and acceptance. And the pastor and the other ministers and people that were there agreed and said, yeah, that's right. So then he said, well, then why doesn't people accept everybody's, basically their sin he's talking about? Usually when people are talking about love and acceptance, the next thing is they're going to insist that you accept their ungodly lifestyle. That's what's coming next. And but the preachers nodded their head and agreed that, yeah, that's what Jesus preached. Now think about this. Here we got somebody that publicly says they're not a Christian telling these well-known anointed men of God what Jesus preached. And they're agreeing to it. Don't let unbelievers tell you what Jesus preached and believed. Right? They don't know. As they said that, something bothered me about that whole scenario. And like I said, these men that were there, I think very highly of them. And if they said something wrong, I've said plenty wrong in my time. But as I'm sitting there watching that, the Lord spoke up in my heart. I don't mean to hurt an audible voice, but just like He'll speak to any Christian if you learn how to listen. He said, I did not preach. That's not what I preached. I thought, wow, is that true? I did not. They said Jesus preached love and acceptance. He said, that's not what I preached. So I immediately went to the book. Matthew, Mark, how many think that's what we should have done first, right? Because I didn't hear what was wrong, as many of you probably just know. What's wrong with that? Well, either that's what he preached or it's not. What did he preach? And as I looked through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John closely, I saw he preached repentance and the kingdom of God. Those are the primary things he preached. Well, repentance is a very different thing from acceptance. Isn't it? Didn't say he accepted everybody's sin. He told them to repent. But he preached the kingdom of God so much that his disciples and the people that followed him had it on their mind all the time. And that did not change when he ascended on high. It continued to be preached the same way throughout the book of Acts and into the epistles. Jesus, Peter, John, all the early church preachers, all the apostles and disciples were very kingdom of God minded. Should we be?
Yes.
But what does that even mean, kingdom of God? There's been a whole lot of things said and suggested that wasn't the same as what he said meant when he said the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God simply means the king's dominion. Hence the word, the combined word, kingdom. The word actually in numerous other places with the literal translation, it says the reign of God, R-E-I-G-N. Instead of saying the kingdom of God, it'll say the reign of God. What should we be seeking? The reign of God and His righteousness. Now, this is a very different thing than the concept many Christians have. Many Christians have the idea that the biggest thing about Christianity is getting God to help me in my life. Come to God and get Him to help you live your life. Get Him to help you in your marriage. Get Him to help you with your family. Get Him to help you with your finances. And He is our provider and He is our healer. But that's a wrong concept. That's not seeking His kingdom. That's getting Him to help you build yours. Completely different focus. How many do you suppose worldwide are really seeking His kingdom as opposed to just trying to get Him help them? Well, it's quiet. Do we want the truth? Yeah. We want the Word, don't we? Yeah. Do you believe it's important to seek first the reign of God, the kingdom of God? And if you do, what would happen? How many like the sound of that? All these things will be added to it. And a whole lot of folks just ignore the first part and jump on the last part and go, whoo, all these things are going to be added to me. No, they're not. Unless you're what? Seeking first the kingdom of God and His right ways of doing things. His kingdom. What is His kingdom? God's kingdom, He also refers to it often as the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. Like I said, Young's literal, among others, says the reign of God, the reign of heaven. The kingdom is the area over which the king reigns. It's whatever the king is ruling over. Now brace yourself for what I'm about to say. What is God ruling over right now? Many would say everything. And that is not so. If it is so, there's nothing left to do. There's no need to pray. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, because He's already ruling over everything. There's no need to pray, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because if His will is already being done in its entirety down here, there's no need to pray that. Now, sometime past, the Lord gave us a series we taught on You Choose. And if you weren't here for that, let me encourage you to get that, and don't just take my word for any of this. Follow me through the Scriptures and see if it's true or not, because that's one of the things that we spend a lot of time on. It's common among Christian peoples to say things like, God is in control. Of what, you say? People say, of everything. Really? Really? Do you know what the biggest enemy to the Word of God is? The traditions of men. Things that men have come up with about God that they have substituted for the Bible. God's in control of everything. You mean everything you said yesterday, God was in control of. Everything you did. Whether you ate cornflakes or raisin bran, God was in control of every bit of that. And all of the evil that happened on this planet last night and yesterday, God was in control of all of that. Well, it's just not true. I said, it's just not true. Now, He is going to be. I said, He's going to be. I'm going to jump ahead just a little bit, but Revelation talks about a time when the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God. Yes. Hallelujah. And there's going to come a time when the will of God is done everywhere on this planet, just like it is in heaven. That's not happening today, but it's going to happen. I said it will happen. And you and I should be full bore working towards that.
Amen.
Seeking that to come to pass. Go with me to the book of Luke, the 4th chapter, please. Now, I'm going to kick a few religious cows as we go through here. And if it's one of yours, you know, anybody know that the Bible said the truth will make you free? But you know, a lot of times before the truth makes you free, it makes you real mad. So if something rubs you the wrong way, make sure you're not just thinking you have an issue with me and you have an issue with a verse that I read. Big difference between those two, right? Luke 4. Luke 4, Jesus had been baptized in the River Jordan, and the Holy Spirit came on him in the form of a dove. And immediately, he was went out into the wilderness where he was tempted of the devil. You remember that? Luke 4. Verse 2, he was tempted 40 days and hungered. And the devil said, if you be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And he said, it is written. And verse 5, and the devil takes him up into a high mountain, showed to him what? All the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And said what? Verse 6, what did the devil say? All this power, that's the word for authority. All this authority will I give you. Authority over what? All these kingdoms of the world. The devil is saying, I will give to you, Jesus. Now, much of the church world doesn't even believe this. They'd say, oh, that's not true. The devil was lying. If he's lying, then this was no temptation. And Jesus would know. No, this is true. All this authority of what? Of all the kingdoms of the world. He showed it to you. Like what? Kingdom like what? The Roman kingdom? Whatever other kingdoms existed? He showed him all of that. And he said, I'll give you authority and power and control of this. For it's been delivered to me. Well, who delivered it to him?
Adam.
God didn't give it to him. He's a rebel. But Adam and Eve listened to him instead of God and yielded to him instead of God and let him in.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.